It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell!
See you all in hell.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm still riding the WrestleMania high, Clint.
I feel attacked. I felt attacked Monday and Tuesday, Cody.
I don't know. I'm so sick and tired of just the toxic environment is the 20 by 20 podcast.
He just hates critics.
I don't know why all of you have to be
critics.
We're all critics. Y'all think you're just smart marks, aren't you? Just smarky, marky motherfuckers.
Well, I mean, we are a podcast, so we definitely have to give our opinions on matches.
I think we fall under that smark category.
I think me more so.
Well,
I do read Dave Meltzer's stuff from time to time.
I try to always channel my inner late Alan Michaels.
He's not dead, goddammit.
Whatever. I try to channel him, and I like to flip-flop back and forth between being a smark and treating things like I'm always in kayfabe. It's always fun.
He knew how to be like walking a tightrope all the time.
Yeah, you never can quite tell whether I'm making a smarky comment or if we're just treating things as if it's in kayfabe. And that's the beautiful part of wrestling. WrestleMania.
This is the second 20 by 20 programs podcast this week, by the way.
That might be the first time ever.
Oh, first time ever because last year I didn't do one solo because I didn't feel like WrestleMania 34 quite as much as I did WrestleMania 35.
It wasn't even that. It helps in the sense of I would take a page out of our friends or our, I guess I would say colleagues on a much higher level than us at the Cultaholic.
We're not even in their league.
That's what I say, at a much higher level
it's
than
like,
we
It's like,
do.
Oh, hey, you know, we're just taking cues from our guys over across the pond, across the way.
And why? Here's why.
That's a different company entirely. A different company entirely.
But if we were to try to jam pack WrestleMania review and Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania review into one podcast and all that, it would have been 18 hours long. So Clint gave you that full WrestleMania breakdown of his on the earlier 20 by 20.
All my thoughts on it. Right. My God, it was amazing.
If you're listening to this right now, you know where to go to find the other episode. Yeah. So go listen to that. I will give you my WrestleMania recap right now. Two words. Fucking awesome.
Dude, it's like, all right, real quick. We put up a bunch of polls on Twitter.
I tried to do it in two words. Clint
right after right after WrestleMania, and I wanted to kind of throw this your way, Cody. Top five all time?
For me personally, no question. For me personally, it may be my favorite of all time. And when I say that, I mean since I've been alive and watching wrestling. I don't like to go back. As I've gone back and watched WrestleManias 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way up to whatever.
Yeah.
I don't like to go back and like retroactively grade something against that different era of wrestling, especially because I didn't get to watch it live. I didn't get to see the mega powers collide with the huge build to it. All I got to see was kind of the payoff of that feud. So it's unfair to compare. So in my estimation, this was probably for me my favorite WrestleMania of all time, and I've been to two WrestleManias, and this was still better than that.
I thought you went. Didn't you go to 32, 33, and 34?
No, I skipped 33. I didn't go to Orlando.
Okay, so you're like the Winter Olympics is every other year.
Right. I went to 32, skipped 33, I hit 34, didn't go this year. And I'm thinking I would like to go to Tampa next year, but more likely than that, I'll be at the Royal Rumble in Houston.
At Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, that just seems more likely for me. And I've never been to a Rumble, so I'd like to do that too.
A Royal Rumble.
It'd be fun.
It'd be awesome, you know. And like I said, with just a whole lot of great things coming out of WrestleMania weekend as a whole, man. Just some awesome stuff. Of course, I think we got to talk about NXT TakeOver as well. Had you finally gotten around to watching that?
I've seen clips online, but I still haven't like sat down and taken the 3 hours to watch it.
Dude, it is amazing. Like, I can tell you right now, NXT TakeOver was probably the best show of the weekend overall. WrestleMania was great, but I feel like what NXT TakeOver did in 3 hours showed why WrestleMania should be two nights.
Right. I mean, if WrestleMania was two nights, 4 hours each or 3.5 hours each,
yeah,
I think it'd have been great, too.
No, exactly.
I'm not going to complain. It would have worked.
It would have been through the roof awesome. And like I said, there's a way you can do it, and one day we'll break it down about how you could wind up pulling this off.
Well, one day it'll happen before too much longer. We won't have to break it down. It'll just be a thing.
No, but it's just like, because I feel like there's a lot of things going on with it that we just can't outright like determine. Oh, hey, you know, this needs to happen so we can have the main event of WrestleMania be two nights long. Because 17 matches over the course of like 8 hours, it's a little much, and I wound up skipping the first couple of matches live and then wound up catching like a good chunk of it live, like right after. I think it was the end of the McMahon-Miz match.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started tuning back in.
Well, you caught it on a good match there.
I mean, dude, like, that's literally for sure. The fucking like superplex spot, and the match ends with Shane McMahon winning. That was like we talk about how like finishes aren't necessarily unique anymore. This was probably the most unique finish I've seen in a long ass time, because you don't think about it from that perspective.
Put it to you this way. My 6-year-old was running around the living room going, Shane McMahon didn't really win. Shane McMahon, the Miz really won, Cody. The Miz really won. So
what was more controversial, that finish or Becky Lynch Ronda?
He didn't make it to the Becky Lynch Ronda. He didn't make it all the way.
I'm just asking you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
What's more controversial? See, here's where we're gonna toe that line again. Of am I talking in kayfabe or am I really, really shitting on something here? We don't know. What's more controversial? The main event.
Yeah, of course, because in kayfabe, it's so controversial, but it advances the story for when Ronda Rousey does return, if she returns at all, opens up the door for a rematch.
Once the belts have to be split back up, I assume that's what Lacey Evans is going to do. And the only reason I say that, don't jump out of your skin at me, because we finally saw Lacey Evans
do
something.
The woman's rights.
And this will be our slow transition from WrestleMania talk into current week of wrestling talk, because we finally saw Lacey Evans come out and do something. She threw a punch. She knocked out. I didn't realize that was her finisher. So cool. Or is that just like her signature move, or would you call that her finisher?
It's her finisher.
So nice. Okay,
like,
cool.
The woman's right.
No, I'm down for it. It's got a cool name.
Like, sounds so like Me Too movement.
Oh, it does. But I'm down. It fits her character perfectly.
Oh, it fits the gimmick perfectly.
But
it's just,
here's my thought process. Initial, you know, this is how we are as wrestling fans. We see something happen. We judge it as what we see, what we have in front of us right now. And what I see is somehow, some way, however long this feud burns for, the belts get split up, and we put one, whether it's Raw or SmackDown, probably the SmackDown belt, on to Lacey Evans. The reason I say that is because I can't get the mental image out of my head of Vince McMahon alone somewhere, you know, in his office, in his house, wherever the hell he's at, and just him salivating and doing very gross things that an old man should not be doing to himself, thinking about the fact of a tall, blonde, muscular main event between Charlotte Flair and Lacey Evans. I think Vince McMahon is splooging all in his pants looking for that main event.
Here's the thing. I don't think, like, you have Becky Lynch loses to Lacey Evans. Because I feel like
Lacey Evans is the perfect transitional champion to get a belt back on Charlotte and
build
Lacey Evans'
that
character.
Fuck
oh,
that.
The belt's gone. If you don't want the belt on Charlotte, you're not a real wrestling fan, because she is the best. Becky is the hottest women's wrestler right now. Charlotte Flair, the best women's wrestler in the world. Fight me.
Well, how dare you? How dare you not even bring up Carmella in the conversation? The winner, the winner of the second annual the women's battle royal?
Yeah, fight me. Touche, Clint. Touche.
I mean, we had.
I love Carmella. Don't get me wrong.
By the way, friend of the program?
Yeah, yeah.
We met her before she dyed her hair.
We met her like 2 days before she dyed her hair.
Yeah, it's literally right after.
If you look on my Twitter, I have a picture of her with blonde hair, and like 3 days later, it was brown.
Yeah, it was like, what the hell, Carmella? Why did you do that? I mean, Mella,
okay,
you should have dyed it green, because Mella is money.
Mella is brunette now.
Yes, it's still weird to me. But she's still friend of the program.
But that's just my thought. I don't know. The belts, they obviously have to get split back up. We're not going to unify them down to one purple belt. That's not going to happen.
Wait, why would it be purple?
Because one's blue and one's red.
No, you just have to be white.
One's blue, one's red. What do red and blue make?
Purple.
So you're not going to have that happen.
But I'm sorry, but I mean, I understand most of the white, women's division are under 205 pounds, but wouldn't that be confusing?
Not the whole belt, not the belt, just the
just the white strap, and like have like
where the women's, where the Raw belt is red and the SmackDown belt is blue, just have that purple. But they're not going to do that. We're talking about something that they won't do that because
it'd be gold.
There's too many things to go on with the women's division right now. So I don't know how they're going to get the belt off of her. I'm just glad to see that we have immediately jumped in to another big feud for Becky Lynch, trying to still see how much juice can we squeeze out of this Becky Lynch momentum right now. I'm hyped for it.
Like, if you want to take the title off of her, here's kind of my idea of how you do it. But I don't think you take the Raw women's title off of her, because my thought process is, I agree with you, it'd be the SmackDown women's title, but if you want to give it to Charlotte Flair, why not hurry up and just give the damn thing to her? And you work it out this
way. Because you can build another star in between.
Not necessarily, because again, what's the next pay-per-view, Cody?
Backlash. Oh, no, Money in the Bank.
On everybody's favorite
Excuse me.
Date.
They switched that up for me.
On everybody's favorite date.
Is it April 20th?
May 19th.
Oh, it's May 19th.
May 19th.
May 19th.
April 20th is like a week away.
It is.
It's like, you're not right. This Saturday, but next.
Ten days from the day of recording.
Matt Riddle's favorite holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro. Did you see the picture of him with the fucking, he's like, I swiped a gallon of milk from WrestleMania catering, bro. It was so awesome.
He just cause.
Yeah, cause he could. It's, yeah. It's
Go for it. Go for it. Good for you.
Like, man, Matt Riddle's the best.
But I don't know. We both agree. The point is, I think we both agree that the SmackDown belt needs to go back to Charlotte. Where we disagree is how it gets there, and that's the fun of wrestling, is seeing how it happens.
But I'm saying, you have at Money in the Bank, you can book Charlotte Flair a lot like what they did with Seth Rollins at Night of Champions 2015, whenever he had both the U.S. and the WWE title. You can have him defend both in the same night. Mind you, they've done it before in TNA as well, but I feel like WWE is a prime example of being able to pull off and have her work two matches. And the second one being Charlotte Flair, after she's already like completely fucking exhausted, and it puts Charlotte Flair over, makes her a 9-time champion, and passes Trish Stratus as the greatest women's wrestler of all time with the most titles, and she'll be more than halfway to beating her dad.
Yeah, I mean, however it happens, let's get this out in front. I think if you're listening right now, you probably understand that. If the brand split is going to stay a thing as we know it, then,
I think it has to.
Then SmackDown is about to get a huge bolster in its roster. And that's why you're going to see guys like Brock Lesnar move over to SmackDown.
I don't think so. Brock's going to UFC.
For now, but I mean, when he comes back, he's not done with WWE.
If he comes back.
He's not. For now, I mean, it might be a year or 2 years. I mean, first of all, SmackDown doesn't move over to Fox until October.
Yeah.
So we've got almost a full year before that's even a thing. But you're going to slowly start seeing the shift from, you know, SmackDown being the worker show to it turning into the big primetime show.
No, I think it's still the worker show, because the way like Fox wants it is to become a complete, like, a true worker show, you know?
No, what Fox wants, I'm going to tell you what Fox wants, whoever is going to bring in the most advertisers.
But I'm saying wanted to be more of a sports-oriented.
Well, no, like, I agree, but that's dumb to begin with, because wrestling is supposed to be a sports-oriented deal first place.
But less of the hokey bullshit, you know?
Like, no, and I get that, but it doesn't matter who is giving out the less hokey bullshit, as you put it. If that person isn't a draw, then Fox doesn't care. So you're going to see the big names over on Fox, just because they need to be able, when they run those promos, who do you want to see? Do you want to see, you know, Sheamus and Cesaro and being like, oh, that's that one guy that I think was in that Ninja Turtles movie that one time? Or do you want to cut over and see guys like AJ Styles and Brock Lesnar? That's my point.
Or you go completely oppo and just say, you know what, we're going to keep things the way they are. We're going to have Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston, Andrade Almas, Rey Mysterio.
I just don't know.
And we have, like, Undisputed Era, all these guys.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
I'm telling you, like, because I talked about this on the 20 by 20 bonus podcast about how it feels like what we saw from WrestleMania is a sign of things to come with WWE, where it's not as much, like, part-timers aren't going to be as much of a thing anymore in terms of the old school guys. Like, Kurt Angle retired. Triple H could very well be done as well. He hasn't said anything. Batista just retired.
We're in that period right now, I think.
Undertaker with his tits out on Raw.
We're in that period of I think we're now having to wait because the who we would consider old-timers, the veterans, the guys that we really want to see, they're getting to that point where we maybe don't want to see them as much anymore because they're too old. And because John Cena was the guy for so long, was the one and only, so to speak, to steal that from Ricochet, now we don't really have anyone else to run out there as a legend that can put in a quality 15-minute match, at least somebody that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, because like I said, I mean, with the way, especially the way Fox is going, like going forward with the way they want to do television, is like less like true commercial breaks. Because you know how you have like whenever you're watching the NFL on Fox and they do those like 30-second cutaways.
Yeah,
more of they'll have more of that, but only I think like two commercial breaks an hour that they're wanting to cut down
but
to
see,
two
all
full
that,
commercial breaks.
All that right there is irrelevant because all that is stuff that is going to happen no matter what. The thing that the point that all this the reason we're even talking about SmackDown and Fox right now and the whole thing is me just trying to point out. They are going to start pushing a bunch of bigger superstars towards SmackDown. Whether you think that's the case or not, I think it's naive to think that Fox is going to be like, oh, no, Vince, just give us whoever you think you want or whatever you got, and we'll roll. Like, no. Fox is telling Vince McMahon, we want this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy, this girl, and this girl, and make it happen. And he will because they're gonna load his pockets up.
Exactly, and that's the biggest thing is having Vince McMahon get a whole lot of money so he can fund the XFL in 2020.
Please, oh please. What was another big thing? Sami Zayn came back this
week.
See
you all in hell.
I heard a lot of people complain about, oh, why would they give away Sami Zayn coming back as just showing him walking backstage and then all of a sudden he's out like, no, that's stupid. You gave away the giant pop. It was genius because it happened right before a commercial.
No, I think people are complaining more because of the fact that next Monday night is going to be in Montreal. And Sami Zayn is from Canada.
Yeah, but that's not... People were complaining...
People want that hometown pop.
People were complaining, why not just hit the music? Why show Sami Zayn walking backstage, go to a commercial, then come back and hit his music? Why wouldn't you just hit his music and you get that initial pop from the crowd? I think that's a poor reason to complain because, one, the crowd is going to pop for Sami Zayn's music regardless. Yeah, maybe there's a little bit more of a surprise, but you have to think about the millions more people watching on TV that are in the building that have taken in countless hours of wrestling over the last weekend, and they may not, okay, you know what? I've had enough of Raw. I got to flip the channel, or I got to go to bed. I'm tired. Oh, wait, Sami Zayn's going to you know, make his comeback right after the commercial break? Sure, I'll hold on through this commercial and see what Sami Zayn's got to say.
All right,
so I think that was smart.
Did he legit fall, or was that, like, planned?
I think he slipped and he turned it into a big fall. Are you talking about Batista? Or are you
no,
talking
Sami
about
Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn when he came out for his injuries and all of a sudden he just like rolled
I
over.
I think he slipped and then instead of trying to recover and catch himself, he just kind of continued. You know how it is when you start to stumble and you know it's too late, so you just kind of go with it and you try to roll it and make it seem all right. I think that's what he did.
All right, what the fuck was up with Bray Wyatt's gimmick?
I didn't even know it was Bray Wyatt. I had to go to the internet, had to tell me what I just watched. Have you watched Ups and Downs from the Raw after WrestleMania yet?
No.
Okay, they did it live outside of the Barclays or whatever.
Well, they did the whole thing like live from outside of like
well, outside
arena?
Outside of WrestleMania Ups and Downs, he got thrown out and he got real mad.
No, go watch him at the NXT TakeOver like live when they reacted to everything afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fucking mess. And this is why like live videos outside of like a very like packed house in Barclays is a complete mistake because there's so many people
downs,
there and it just drains all kinds of bandwidth.
It worked for Raw and SmackDown. I thought Ups and Downs for Raw and SmackDown were funny.
I think they recorded it and then premiered it.
Well, but Ups and Downs, yeah, they didn't do it like live, correct. But there was no editing in it. It was all one continuous shot. But then Ups and Downs for WrestleMania was crazy. He got thrown out. I guess they waited till the crowd kind of cleared out a little bit
I don't think he got kicked out. They were just like, hey, like, they didn't like forcibly kick him out.
The guy said, hey, you gotta leave.
Yeah, he was
that's
nice
getting
about
kicked.
It.
That's getting kicked out.
I'm saying like
if you're told to leave somewhere, you know, there's
kindly leave. I'm saying like he didn't get like basically literally grabbed and thrown out of the building like that guy at the fucking Hall of Fame. Fuck that guy, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't get thrown out of the building either. He got arrested and put in a cop car.
He got knocked the fuck out by Dash Wilder.
Kicked out is an expression. I feel bad that I have to explain this to you, Clint. When I say kicked out, I don't literally mean he was kicked out of the building.
He didn't kick out of it, too.
I mean, he was kicked out of the... Anyways, we'll move on. Yeah, but I had to have the internet explain to me that was a buzzard. I swear to God, I agreed with Simon Miller on his ups and downs from Raw. I thought it was a fucking velociraptor.
I thought
it was a dinosaur.
It was the gobbledygooker.
When he came out, when it originally popped out, I thought it was a dinosaur. I was like, oh, a dinosaur gimmick. And then I looked at it closer, and I was like, is it a turkey? And then the internet told me it was a buzzard. And I was like, oh, it's a buzzard. Okay, and I guess the Hawaiian shirt it was wearing was supposed to give that away.
Like, yeah, I mean, the laughter was Bray Wyatt.
Well, no, it only laughed on fucking SmackDown. It didn't laugh on Raw.
I thought it laughed on Raw.
Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before, but I feel like it only laughed on SmackDown. I don't know if it laughed. All I know is I didn't fucking get that it was Bray Wyatt until the internet told me. So that's bad job, WWE.
Well, I think that was the idea. Just like, you know, like it's like you. I thought it was a snake from Metal Gear Solid with a box.
I had no idea what it was. I honestly thought it was going to be a whole brand new wrestler debut. I was like, is Keith Lee going to get a dinosaur gimmick? What are we going to do?
He's limitless. Keith Lee, he can do anything.
He's limitless. He goes all the way back to the Cretaceous period, comes back as a fucking velociraptor.
You know, I think he'd be more of a brontosaurus because he's a big dude.
Oh, he'd be like a triceratops or something, I think, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Triceratops. Man, now we got a whole...
Ricochet would be a... You know what? That's another episode. If WWE was dinosaurs, we should do that one day. We did if WWE was Pokemon. We should do it as dinosaurs.
All right, let's make sure we're talking about actual dinosaurs, not dinosaurs, the TV show.
Oh, not the mama, not the mama.
I'm the baby, gotta love you.
All right, what else happened on Raw and SmackDown this week, Clint? Lars is back.
5-star Lars.
Shout out to the freak. Hopefully he's got his shit together.
Did you know his theme song has Alicia Fox in it?
Does it really?
Yeah, it's a scream at the beginning.
Is that her?
Play it, load it up right now. I'm talking about Lars. Because he debuted, finally after months of him, like, hopefully he does have his stuff together. And then again, like, you gotta think, it does, like, makes sense that like Lars Sullivan is back. He's able to get it together, and
I just feel bad for the guy. If
all
the
up Kurt Angle and everybody,
if all the reports are true, and you know he's
the rumor and innuendo
that he had anxiety problems and basically couldn't stay a serious case of stage fright is how I'll put it to keep it PC.
Yeah, I think it was more of the fact that he was also going to immediately be put in like a high profile.
That's what I'm saying.
Cena.
He got anxiety. He got stage fright. He was scared. I hate to use the word scared, but I understand. I couldn't do it. Let me preface all that by saying I could not be a professional wrestler on this level. So it is good to see him with his stuff. I hope he is ready to go because, I mean, he that is her.
Yeah.
That is her. Very good. That is her.
Like, just play the whole thing for the beginning. It's so good.
That is her.
It's so good.
He looks the part. Although, again, I know I'm stealing a lot from YouTube, but it's WrestleMania week this week.
He looks like Snitsky's kid.
He does look like the kid
that Snitsky punted.
Yeah, he does. He looks like that. Lars Sullivan grew from the hand that was birthed from Mae Young.
So, such good stuff right there, Cody. Like I said, I'm
just picturing because I see Lars Sullivan, the image of him on this YouTube thumbnail is him reaching out with his hand, and I just like I see him like reverse Infinity Warring from his hand.
Yeah. Also, before we kind of wrap up the show, Cody, I want to get through some rapid fire news and notes involving Ring of Honor and New Japan's G1 Supercard and new stuff involving the NWA Crockett Cup returning. Starting things off, Enzo and Cass, they're now in Ring of Honor.
Boo!
They invaded G1, and it was a weird thing, and I don't know how to feel about it.
Is it a work?
It's a work. I mean, they signed a contract, so it's a work.
Stupid. Enzo needs to just go away.
At least he realized he's going to get more matches with fucking Cass.
Well, no, of course they're a package deal, but that just makes Cass even more of a fucking scumbag than he seemed like before.
He's just upset now that Carmelo broke up with him. I mean, you
thank God.
You would be too, right?
I mean, yeah, but the fact, like, look, Cass, the reason Enzo got fired, we all know, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
The reason Cass got fired is because he's bad at wrestling. Cass.
No, that's not why he got fired.
Why'd he get fired?
What, you talking about Enzo?
No, Cass.
Cass got fired because he wanted being too stiff with a midget.
That's what I'm saying, because he's bad at wrestling.
That's not bad at wrestling. He was just like, he beat up a midget whenever Vince told him not to.
And what does that mean? You're bad at wrestling. Clint, I'd have to explain that wrestling is fake. Wrestling is set up. It is scripted. It is choreographed.
It's predetermined.
He was told to do choreography in one way and did choreography in a certain way. He is bad at wrestling.
And then among other notable Supercard of Honor G1 events, Dragon Lee, your new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, Matt Taven, ROH World Champion.
You're just saying a bunch of letters at me again.
Jay Lethal in a ladder match. Ibushi, your new IWGP Intercontinental Champion. Jeff Cobb, now a champ as the never openweight champion for New Japan and the ROH television champion. And Okada, a five-time IWGP heavyweight champion.
The five-time club, the five-timers club.
And then you've got, speaking of clubs, the Bullet Club's Gorillas of Destiny, now your IWGP and ROH tag champions. And we'll wrap it up with this. The NWA Crockett Cup, it is back. It's coming back, I believe, later on this month. And they've already announced several matches for the card, including the main event. Marty Scurll, whoop, whoop, taking on Nick Aldis for the NWA heavyweight title. And then for the women's title, it's a Louisiana favorite in Jazz.
Yeah.
Still your women's champion, taking on Sienna, formerly of Impact Wrestling. For the NWA North American Championship, Willie Mack taking on Boom Boom Colt Cabana. And then you have the wild card battle royal, which is to determine the winner of that. I presume it's a tag team battle royal. Will get into the Crockett Cup. And the tournament goes like this. You got the Briscoes taking on the Rock and Roll Express. Kojima and Yugi Nagata taking on PCO and Brody King. And they would want to face off against each other in the semifinals. And to determine who's going to wind up going from the finals for Block A. Block B, Flip Gordon and Bandito taking on Stuka and Maya Jr. from, I think it's from CMLL or AAA, whatever it's from. Jackson Crimson jumped into this. And then the winner of the wild card battle royal will face off against Jax and Crimson. Determine, I presume, the winner of the Crockett Cup, possibly the NWA World Tag Team Champions in this new reboot of the NWA. The 20x20 Progress Podcast, it is over. Leave us a 5-star review, a 6-star review if you're in the Tokyo Dome. And trust me, we got a lot more to get to.
Yeah, we missed a lot. I think Hardy Boys are tag champs now, too, as well. There's a lot going on, but we don't have enough time to get to it.
Never do. It's so over, dog. Like a rock star.